Thunder Bay, Public Library CEO Richard Togman is an optimistic man. Even though in-person visits to the Thunder Bay Public Library remain well behind pre-COVID levels, Togman sees encouraging trends in a range of usage categories since the pandemic ended. TBPL has compiled some data on how the public is using its various services, in advance of a formal report to the community scheduled for release this spring. We saw almost 8% growth in in-person visits to our branches in 2024, Togman said. This is clearly tied to the surge we've experienced in program attendance in both the children's department and adult services. Participation in children's programming last year was up 38% from 2023, reaching nearly 36,000, while adult programming attendance grew by about 30%. There were approximately 269,000 in-person visits to the library in 2024, which was 20,000 more than the previous year, but this was 38% less than the 432,000 in-person visits made in 2019. Togman said that, overall, the data on library usage shows growing support in the community for its services. Last year's big increases were partly the COVID bounce back, but I think seeing such strong numbers, especially in programming, really shows a big appetite for library services and where we're really kind of straining against capacity. TBPL cited capacity limitations in its pitch last year to develop a large central library in the intercity shopping center, but Thunder Bay City Council rejected the plan. Togman said it will take time to return to pre-COVID in-person visitor numbers, but believes the signs are positive. I think what we're seeing now is the people that are coming to the library are really embracing a broader breadth and depth of what the library has on offer. The amount of books we're loaning out has increased, the amount of people accessing the public computers has increased, and the amount of people attending programs. The number of books, DVDs and other items loaned by TBPL last year was 314,000, 4% better than 2023 and 27% more than in 2019. The library also grew its relationship with the business community by 50% last year, with 139 people coming in for market research help, IT support, and to access unique databases and research tools to support business plans and growth strategies. Togman said birth of the internet had a lot of people questioning if libraries are even necessary anymore. We're really finding our answer. It's been through a lot of the programs and services, a lot of those human connections and community building work that we do that is really driving this new kind of intensive usage from a lot of people. Togman expects information about the full range of services TBPL provides will get out to more and more people by word of mouth and through the library's marketing efforts. He predicted demand will continue to grow for the use of library spaces and in-person services as people seek out personal, community-based services delivered by professionals. I am hoping we get back to and maybe eventually surpass the pre-COVID numbers, but at this point we're really just focused on that year-over-year growth.